You're listening to SBS News.
Australia's oldest LGBTQI plus health clinic, Thorn Harbour in Melbourne, has had a busy week. The service has been flooded with inquiries after monkeypox was declared a disease of national significance in Australia. Cases of the virus in the Northern Hemisphere are also increasing, prompting the World Health Organization to declare monkeypox a global health emergency. Thorn Harbour's clinical services manager, Peter Locke, says gay and bisexual men who are considered high risk for the virus are keen to get vaccinated.
We've seen an escalation in inquiries, especially in the last few days. And I think as the community is becoming more aware of the possibility of a vaccine becoming available, and I think that's also because the gay and MSM community is really kind of keen to protect their health and the people around them. And they're quite motivated to get that happening as quickly as possible.
But for now, Peter Locke says, they'll have to wait.
We don't have stock at the moment and we're not entirely sure when it'll be arriving, but we are preparing ourselves. We're looking at the storage requirements and trying to come up with some plans on how to distribute to the people who are highest at risk as quickly as possible.
Specific vaccines for monkeypox haven't been widely used, but vaccines developed for smallpox are considered effective. Right now, there are two on the market. Australia does have existing supplies of one, an older vaccine called ACAM 2000, but it's not recommended for immunocompromised people, including those with HIV. It also can only be administered by specialists and is associated with rare but serious side effects. The preferred option is the newer third-generation vaccine called MVA-BN. Acting Chief Executive with the Australian Federation of AIDS Organisations, Heath Painter, says anyone can take this vaccine and it has fewer side effects.
This third-generation vaccine is very safe and very effective at stopping people from acquiring the virus. So different to the COVID vaccine, where the COVID vaccine stopped the severity of symptoms. So that's why it's really important that we have this third-generation vaccine.
But the supply of the MVA-BN vaccine simply isn't keeping up with demand around the world. It's left countries like Australia exposed and GPs like Dr. Beng Wu empty-handed.
We're saying that, you know, we've heard about the vaccines, but it's actually not available to us. We're not sure how to source it. We've tried to ring the state health departments who are trying to find out how to source it as well. It's actually not actually available at clinics, but we can't get our hands on it. But there are a lot of people are actually wanting the vaccines, but we can't get hold of it.
In a statement, Federal Health Minister Mark Butler says Australia was actively pursuing supplies of the MVA-BN vaccine well before the WHO declaration was made, recognising there's limited supply and high demand. He says this is being done in collaboration with the states and territories, which are the distribution points for vaccinations. Victoria's Chief Health Officer is Brett Sutton.
We need to explore getting vaccines to protect those most at risk, but vaccine supply is a challenge internationally. There aren't enough vaccines for all of those at-risk individuals. So we'll need to do our best with the classic public health controls of isolation of cases and follow-up of their close contacts.
Alongside vaccination, public health experts say a comprehensive information campaign is needed to combat the spread of monkeypox. But Heath Painter says it needs to be community-led to avoid potential stigma or shame similar to that which occurred in the early days of the HIV epidemic.
But we need to do it in a way that's sensitive and that's familiar, because that means that gay men will listen to the message. And we know from our experience with HIV that gay men are very vigilant with their health. They want to make positive choices about their own health and about the decisions they can make to protect the health of their community. And they've done that for almost 40 years with HIV. But to do that, they need information. They need to be able to make an informed decision. And so you need to have that very carefully calculated and calibrated message led by community leaders.
Infectious diseases physician Professor Paul Griffin says that with a targeted approach, Australia can avoid the worst of monkeypox.
I think we are likely to see more cases, but I think if we get the response right from here, the number will hopefully be fairly limited. I mean, this is an infection that's relatively hard to transmit. We know the risk groups in which we're seeing the bulk of transmission. So we should be able to have a really fundamental public health response that reduces the prospect for onward transmission.
Claire Slattery, SBS News.